The war was over. Soldiers were going home. These were Americans. They were the last to be evacuated, more than 2,400 POWs, on a troop vessel called the Sultana. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning. The voyage is underway. And there was an explosion. Number 3 boiler had blown, sending a blast of metal fragments through the vessel's midsection. Many soldiers and crew were killed instantly. They were the lucky ones. A raging fire swept the Sultana. Her captain, jolted awake, rushed on deck. He was greeted by steam and smoke-licking flames. Many of the bodies tossed high in the air by the explosion were even then raining down on the deck in pieces amidst the debris. Troops able to jump the rail and swim into the distant darkness had done so. Anything that floated was swarmed by the fleeing until it and those clinging to it went down. And meanwhile, strong winds swept toward the Sultana's stern. The night air was alive with the cries of the burning and the drowning. And finally, after what seemed forever, 263-foot, 1,720-ton vessel had extinguished its own hell, had slipped beneath the black waters. What I've just related was foreseeable. In fact, it was foreseen. For an officer on board had actually received a report from his own clerk that the Sultana was overaged, overcrowded, probably would never reach port. And the report was correct in all accounts. The vessel was a freighter to begin with, had never been meant to carry more than 376. Yet there may have been 2,500 troops aboard that terrible April morning, and 100 civilians, and a crew of 80. The Sultana was long overdue for an inspection and a refit, anything but shipshape. But the war was over, and with the relief came carelessness, and in carelessness was consumed the Sultana. By the way, the history books, many of them, are quite wrong. They say that 1,450 died in the Sultana disaster. The official United States Customs report on the matter, the official report, sets the death count at 1,547. That's important, because that's 30 more than drowned when the Titanic went down. I said that's 30 more than drowned on the Titanic. That makes this tragedy, the one I just relived with you, perhaps the most devastating maritime disaster in all history, even though technically it wasn't a maritime disaster at all. For the Sultana was not a ship. It was a steamboat on the Mississippi River. It was transporting Union prisoners of war from Vicksburg. She blew up, caught fire, went down 2 hours north of Memphis in the early morning of April 27, 1865. But hardly anybody noticed. Because just the day before, John Wilkes Booth, Lincoln's assassin, was himself shot and killed. And that's what folks were reading about. And that's what folks were talking about. Over the years since, the Mississippi has changed course. Is now flowing at least a mile west of where the Sultana was destroyed, which means that the Union soldiers who died with her are now sleeping somewhere beneath a field of soybeans, honored by a modest granite marker in nearby Elmwood Graveyard. Victims of the most costly maritime tragedy in history. And it all occurred little more than 100 yards from shore. Now you know the rest of the story.